After the discovery of large amounts of chemicals at four different sites in Conakry, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes representative for West and Central Africa, Antonio Mazzatelli, says there is a new level of concern about the power of drug trafficking in West Africa.
The capacity of both processing narcotics like cocaine and heroin and manufacturing psychotropic substances such as ecstasy and metaqual.
Mazzatelli adds that although the capacity was there, the United Nations cannot state for certain the chemicals were used to manufacture drugs.
If processing had taken place, we cannot state it because no drug was seized together with a chemical substance.
The fact-finding mission occurred after the government of Guinea asked the international community for its support in the investigation. According to the United Nations, several people have since been arrested in relation to the discovery, but Mazzatelli was not sure if they were Guinea citizens or not. He said the next step is a UN-led mission that aims to dispose safely of the chemicals.
Some of them, if not properly handled, might pose a serious health-related risk and environmental-related risk to a local population, considering also that in three out of the four seizures, the chemicals were stocked in urban locations.
West African countries such as Guinea have become known as transit points for drug trade between Latin America and Europe. But Mazzatelli says this first-time finding of chemicals and solvents that can be used to manufacture the drugs is an alarming new discovery.
What does it mean? It means that this is a growing importance of West Africa on the narcotic overall worldwide map. Traffickers had already started to think about using West Africa for processing narcotics.
Legislative and presidential elections in Guinea are scheduled for later this year. This past December, military ruler Moussa Camara seized power in a coup following the death of longtime President Lansana Conte. For VOA News, this is Ricky Shryock, Dakar.